All right, all right. Let's talk about a tea seller who finds sales in serenity. Tea seller, a seller of tea. We're going to hear from her, actually, in this week's first $1,000 segment. And by the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. It's your host, Chris Guillebeau. We're going to step into the world of an herbal enthusiast who turns a garden of healing herbs into a blossoming e-shop. And shout out to our British / Commonwealth audience out there. I know you say it a little bit differently. A herbal enthusiast, if you prefer. But over here in North America, I'm going to go with herbal for some reason. That's just how we say it. I don't know why. The point is, you're going to learn about how this person made their first $1,000 as a touch point, a touchstone, perhaps a metaphor or a lesson for you. Maybe some inspiration in your own ideas, what you are seeking. Like, hopefully you have an idea that you're trying to turn into income, or maybe you don't have a specific idea yet. You're just absorbing different ideas. That's cool as well. It is through the absorption of ideas and the process of brainstorming, which we talk about from time to time, the creative process of coming up with business ideas. That's how you get to this point. And that's how you are able to move forward with a side hustle, an income generating project that allows you to do more of what's important to you, whether that is to quit your job, create true economic empowerment, or just to make extra money to pay bills and also do something that's kind of fun, you know, along the way. So lots of different ways to do this. And that's part of what's fun about the whole thing. So let's hear today from Cassie. She is from Seattle, a longtime tea drinker. What about her first $1,000? How did she make it happen in this herbal tea empire? Well, at least it's on the way to becoming an empire, let's say. And let's hear the story from Cassie. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, my name is Cassie, and my journey into the heart of herbal teas began in the lush expanses of my own backyard in the Pacific Northwest. Armed with a reverence for nature and the healing properties of herbs, I embarked on a mission to share my blends with the world through an online shop. My adventures started modestly. I would dry and mix herbs by hand, crafting small batches of teas that I shared with my friends and my family. Their encouragement was the seed from which my e-shop sprouted. I named it Serenity, a haven where every blend promised a sip of tranquility. Building Serenity into a viable business required more than just a green thumb, however. It also demanded a dive into digital marketing. I used Wix to set up my website and posted daily on Instagram with photos of chamomile sunsets and mint dew mornings. One of my first hurdles was scaling my hobby into a business without losing its soul. I meticulously sourced organic herbs, both from my garden and trusted local growers, ensuring each blend remained true to my original vision. I sometimes felt overwhelmed and just wanted to go back to bed, but I didn't, at least not most days. The blend that tipped the scales was my Midnight Calm mix, a potion of lavender, chamomile, and a whisper of valerian root. Reaching my first $1,000 felt like the sun breaking through after a gentle rain, affirming my path. During a local fair, I decided to set up a small booth to showcase Serenity. It was a simple yet effective way to reach out directly to potential customers. I prepared a variety of sample teas, each labeled with its ingredients and benefits. The fair was bustling, and I was initially nervous about the reception. To my surprise, the Morning Dew blend, a refreshing mix of green tea and spearmint, became an instant hit. People loved the idea of starting their day with it. This direct interaction taught me the importance of face-to-face engagement and listening to what customers really want, shaping how I developed future blends and marketed them online. My advice to aspiring herbal tea sellers, or maybe anyone else with a side hustle: know your product as well as your numbers. Passion fuels the journey, but understanding the ebb and flow of selling online ensures the voyage continues. And always, always listen to your community. They'll guide you to your next best blend.
A as the first $1,000 leaf turns. You heard it from Cassie. Thanks so much, Cassie, for telling us about your first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. There's an idea out there for you as well. Maybe more than one. Maybe more than one, in fact, that you can turn into an income-generating project. And I hope that you'll do that this year. I love hearing stories of how our listeners are starting new projects, growing, trying new things, experimenting. It's all so much fun. And if you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. There's some resources on the website as well. This has been episode 2662. I so appreciate you being out there. I hope you'll continue to listen. It's always completely free. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.